Cura. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Bad Monkey. I should say that again. Welcome to the Bad Monkey Show every Sunday. And this is going to be episode 24 because it's going to be a part two of the Laneway 2020 special. So if you want to check out part one, where we talked about the lineup, not just the artist that's going to play on stage, but the eats and the drinks as well, go and check it out on planetaudio.org.nz and do a search for The Bad Monkey and you will find it. All right, so today we are going to do part two because we've got the gang in the house and the gang is here with me and we are just going to do a bit of a mic check. Check, check.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, Reese, you can hear you loud and clear.
Howdy.
Oh.
Howdy.
Who is this?
Johnny.
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 All right. Yes, Johnny's here. And we also have the blonde who's kind of like sniffing around in and out, checking everybody out. But this is going to be part two, as I said, on a lovely Sunday morning. No, it's not morning, is it? It's afternoon. And I'm hungry. And it's the start of Christmas season too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Got a couple of Grinches over here, I think.
You guys, come on. You're going to make the best of Christmas.
It's too hot.
It is very hot for Christmas. But nonetheless, we are going to start with the latest band to join the lineup, and they are the...
The Beths.
The Beths.
Whoa.
Hey, hey.
This is news to me.
This is news to you.
Did you not know that?
Come on.
I do my research.
Okay, that's very good.
Fantastic. And I thought, you know, it's very appropriate to start with the Beths and the start of Advent, the start of the Christmas season, with a wonderful song from them. So here we go. Let's enjoy this for a bit.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
I think it's an appropriate time to talk about Christmas and plans, don't you think?
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing?
Oh, me? I'm going to Kinloch for Christmas.
Oh,
like, kind of by Tapo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Reese?
Sleeping. It's a very family affair. Just chilling out.
Well, don't miss Santa when he comes over.
Reese will be sleeping.
Always.
I like this song. Chill.
I think they did a very wonderful take on this classic. And speaking of the Beths, so they pretty much cleaned up the New Zealand Music Awards, didn't they?
Yeah. Because they had a sold-out show at Hollywood Avondale recently.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because they sold out, they actually put on another show at the Hollywood.
I'd say they did two.
Yeah, they had two.
Both sold out.
I'm not sure about the second one, but I had friends who went to the first show and they just had a smashing time.
Yeah, I saw heaps of stuff on it.
Yeah, they feel like they'd be like really good live. You get a good upbeat vibe from them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Always from the indie darlings. You just get the good vibes.
Yes. I am. Sometimes, well, most of the time, I don't really believe in music awards because I think it's
bullshit.
It's kind
a lot of
rigged,
people get
right?
mixed out.
Yeah.
Missed out.
And also, it's always a numbers game, right?
Them. Yeah.
But, rightly so, the BEFs won because I really think they did a fantastic job last year, or this year, with their album, the debut, Future Me Hates Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which I think was released perhaps in early 2019 or late 2018. I can't quite remember. But absolutely, they're just filled with little nuggets of those songs with hooks and melodies and stuff. It's just
perfect
absolutely
for Laneway.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be perfect. Yeah.
Well,
when?
Definitely.
If we carry on our last sort of style, we had recommendations not just who to see, but when should they start and where should they play, right? What do you think about the BEFs? What would be a good stage for them?
Again, the one with the gazebo. I don't know what any of the stages are called, which is so...
Gazebo. I think I like that.
The gazebo one. You know what I mean? The one with the hill.
Yes.
Because it's got... You got the main pit for people that want to go hard, and then you have the risen up area for like people that just want to dance.
Right.
But yeah, I think that maybe like golden hour.
No, we got too many golden hours. Last time we had a chat.
Every band is golden hour.
Every band will be playing at exactly the same time, and it will be golden hour followed by the 1975 at sunset, and that is it. You heard it here first, guys.
Well, I think prior. This is pre golden hour.
Just before golden hour set.
Because they are very bright, you know. Mm. So you could say that it's either pre or post golden hour, not after sunset. Because
no, it's too
continuous. No,
you're gonna get people sweating with summer heat. Just like 3 p.m. It's hit its arc.
Okay, so you think
blazing down.
So you think it should be pre? Yeah.
The height of the sun.
At the height of the sun.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? The BEFs are just gonna say, whatever.
Around the corner, find
the Beths.
So
the voice of Elizabeth Stokes.
So good.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So good.
Really happy, bouncy sort of pop. That's definitely going to make Laneway bounce.
Yes.
Need lots of that. Okay, cool. Who are we going to talk about next? We are going to talk about Rule.
Rule.
I think I pronounced that correctly,
Rule?
Didn't I? Rule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rule.
Yeah.
Rule.
You got to get a bit of grit in it.
Yeah, rule. Well, you know, you say that, but maybe grit's not the right word.
I'll say grit is not the right word for
he's
him,
he's a bit smooth, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a bit of that ultra smooth kind of dude.
He's like a, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what song can I play that will represent him? Well, before that, when did you guys see him?
I have never seen him.
Okay.
Yeah, yet. Just because all his gigs clash with other gigs or he's opening for someone.
Okay.
So he opened, I might be wrong, pretty sure he opened for Shawn Mendes, just gone.
Right.
So that's huge. Like, opening for Shawn Mendes, that's huge. Especially Spark Arena,
yes.
I believe. And then he played Shed 10 as well.
Yes.
I want to say sold out, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. I think we covered. Radio 13 covered his gig, at Shed 10. And, yeah, I sent Thea Woodley, I believe, over there to kind of catch some photos. Yeah. That was her first sort of debut in the pit. Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all good.
Allergy season.
It is allergy season.
Yeah, he's
take your hay fever medication at Laneway 2020.
Oh, actually.
Public service announcement.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you very much.
Take
for that,
extra
Reece.
With you.
Take extra.
Take
share
extra.
With your friends.
Yeah. Come see me. I'll probably have some.
Yeah, so Rule, he's a nice kid.
He's really nice. He's really talented he's only, I want to say 16, 17?
Yeah.
He's really young and he just came off a huge tour or is still on a huge tour in the UK, Europe as well.
Yeah.
Huge. Selling out shows.
One thing I like about this kid as well is I actually had a look at some of his videos.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has quite a nice creative flair. I mean, his music videos are different. I mean, his music is quite poppy, but I quite enjoy the direction and some of the emotions that he's displayed in his music videos. And I believe this is his latest one. It's called Real Thing. Here is Real Thing by Rule.
Sick of thinking, staying up at night. I don't wanna play around, that ain't on my mind. When I think of other faces, problems don't exist. But if I'm being honest with you, I'm tired of that fantasy, I'm tired of the daydream, tired of just waiting for sleep to see you. I know it's imaginary, but I think my mind is ready. Need to leave this sanctuary for something true. I just want the real thing. I just want the real thing. I want all the fights, you know, I want all the tears. I want all the conversations, tell me all your fears. Cause I know that it's hard for you to trust. No one's ever given you enough. I'm ready to stop and give it up. Tired of that fantasy, I'm tired of the daydream, tired of just waiting for sleep to see you. I know it's imaginary, but I think my mind is ready. Need to leave this sanctuary for something true. I just want the real thing. I just want the real thing. I just want to be
just talking about how this has got a bit of an R&B feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, like the flow, the beat, very R&B.
This is definitely a post-Golden Hour.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as the lights are, like, fading off.
Yeah, he's like...
Yeah.
sure that anyone can see what I'm doing with my hands. But
she's doing the wave.
The whole wave, like there. Yay. That's the like vibe you get.
And yeah, he does have a massive teen sort of, a young sort of audience.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Which will definitely fit well, I think, with this year's or next year's Laneway lineup.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah.
Which is leaning more towards a younger demographic. And this is definitely still in right now, would you say, Reese?
Yeah. Taking that Blue Eyed Soul and just sprucing it up, give a bit of pop polish, that yeah. Max Martin sheen.
Yes, yes. You said it very well. Wow. What did you have for breakfast today with all those words?
Weepix.
Damn, man. Damn. I'm just going to play another sort of maybe an older track from Rule here in the background because I think, yeah, he's definitely talented. I like his voice, you know.
He's a good performer as well, yeah. I believe. I've seen lots of photos of his tour and it's, it looks really good. Works the stage, interacts with his fans really well, which I think works well with Laneway.
Yeah.
There's always the young artists who really want to, like, push that fan interaction, get a little spry with it.
Because that's why you go see shows, though, isn't it? To have nothing worse than the performer not saying anything to the crowd, playing these songs and being like, bye, and then just leaving. You're like, I don't pay money for this.
So here is Rule singing one of his older songs, Younger. All our innocence. You left me in the dark. You drink in the park. Never be the same again. You and me were so, so close. And maybe that's what hurts the most. It's out of my hands. I've done what I can. So I just save my breath. Deep in my heart. Know that it's over. To leave it, you know I'm back. So I got to you. Call you my brother. The way that we used to. When we were younger, younger. I saw you just the other night. Didn't even recognize you. I find it kind of strange. I guess that people change, but I didn't expect you to. You and me were so, so close. And maybe that's what hurts the most. It's out of my hands. I've done what I can. So I just save my breath. Deep in my heart. Know that it's over. To leave it your number. So I can call you. Call you my brother. The way that we used to. When we were trying to get in touch with you, but don't know where you've been. Have a conversation, but you never let me in. I've tried with you a thousand times. So that's making me hungry, and I'm thinking of ice cream at this point.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that right?
Yeah, we'll talk about ice cream.
Yeah. So, well, what ice cream flavors can we expect? I think we have Nice Blocks and Little Island Creamery.
Yes.
Yeah?
Nice Blocks are so good.
What's Nice Block?
They're like dairy-free. I'm going to sneeze again, sorry. I don't want to, like, sniff into the microphone, which is so gross. So they have, like, I think they have, like, the normal... just like normal ice block type of thing with no dairy in it. There's like cola flavor, which is the best. And then they have like a dairy free like coconut base. Like ones.
I believe you're right.
So good. Well, I'm dairy free, so that's why I know about all the like allergy things. Yeah, I'm like allergic to everything.
Cool. And they also partnered with Little Creamery.
Yeah.
So that's why you've got that combination of organic and natural ingredients as well.
So good.
Very good.
Very Laneway.
Very Laneway again. Yes, so that would be perfect. And if you want something a little bit heavy after that, I guess you could be a little bit adventurous and go with what? Fatima's? Fatima's might be actually quite adventurous after you're listening to a bit of Rule.
During?
Oh, during, yes. You look quite posh because you're eating some Middle Eastern type, yeah, snacks, food.
Yeah, like, yeah. Is they the store that has like the round, big round, like, bread disc thing and then it has stuff on top? Is that them?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
When I think of Fatima's, I think of that Middle Eastern sort of spicy hummus kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think of. And it's very yum. It's very yum.
You're thinking restaurant quality food on a blazing day while a young 16-year-old man playing pop R&B who could not get into the R18 laneway if he wasn't performing is killing it.
You stand there and you're like, damn, this hummus is good and this music is better.
Hey, I tell you, you guys nailed it. So, something completely different. I don't even know how to pronounce this next artist, so I had to do my research. So I believe it's called BB No Money.
Yes, correct.
Am I correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
damn,
you're correct.
I'm in with the kids.
BB No Dollar Sign.
Yes. Maybe no dollar sign. I like that better, actually. And I think this guy just loves his bad thoughts. So.
Baby, no compass, every man for himself. Tryna get my money, yeah, I'm really by my wealth. Pull a swinging on me, can't you see I'm black belt? Wonder why I be the only rapper by my health. If I'm not grinding, might as well put me in hell. Label chasing me, cause I deactivated stealth. Fucking hated school, I was saved by the bell. Ain't so different from you, yeah, why can't you tell? Cash in, cash out, consider it dealt. Do this for myself, I ain't do it for the clout. Never copy lanes, yeah, I took another route. Always cross grains, never shed a bit of doubt. Fill my cup and I want you talk shit. Never been an op and I've never been a bitch. Be my guest, go burn your own bridge. Crossing gold enough, don't need a new fridge. Seems like every song you drop is a miss. Drip too much, yeah, hydrolysis. Really about the cheese, yeah, Armenian Swiss. I'm brand new whip, I'm proud of the gift. Big yellow piece of plastic all up on my hip. 12 years later, you gon' show me to the kids. Know my music timeless, I don't even need the wrist. Once I super rich, I'll put some diamonds on the bed. I'm always with the fuel, cause I'm ready with the shits. Every song I drop, rare like it's dead stock. Thought girls always putting me in an airlock. Finally got some property, caught the boardwalk. Big shows internationally, even Bangkok. Pop back from China with a big bag. Got some money, but I still check a price tag. Numbers moving slow, so you have to blame legs. 700K on Spotify, that's every day. Nerf strap cocked back with a red dot. Won't cat drawn back, hero gunshot. Overlap, no slap, hit the jackpot. Posted at the top, while your bitch be mascot. Bad thoughts, all I got is bad thoughts. I gotta make sure they don't break me. Bad thoughts, all I got is bad thoughts. I gotta make sure they don't break me. Bad thoughts, all I got is bad thoughts. I gotta make sure they don't break me. Bad thoughts, all I got is bad thoughts. I gotta make sure they don't break me. Bad thoughts, all I got is bad thoughts. They don't break me.
That's it. He's ran out of his money, his cash. But having said that,
his revenue.
Having said that, you know how I don't quite like mumble rap, but that's okay.
It's not mumble mumble either. You can really hear what he's saying because the like music in the background is a little bit lower than his vocals. You can actually sort of understand what he's saying.
Yes.
To a degree, obviously.
Yes.
This
is actually quite okay. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, a bit late on the bass drop, you know, holding the suspense a bit too much.
Yes.
But then
yes.
It comes in, it's like, oof.
Ooh, hear that? Let's go wolf in the background.
Oof.
Ooh, nice. Wolf, because the wolf's after the chicken. And that thing that makes me think of fried chicken.
King of the segways.
Segway.
Bad monkey music.
Speaking of chicken, we got Peaches. Peaches hot chicken at Laneway. I heard that this is kind of like a Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, soft kind of chicken. And they've got different flavors. So I believe they have mild, medium, hot, or get this, holy cluck.
Holy shit. Okay. I can imagine having a hot chicken on a hot day. Yes.
But this is definitely hot chicken. This is like fried chicken music right here, right?
Oh, yeah. You're eating hot chicken and you're like bobbing your head while also trying to like de-spice your mouth at the same
de-spice.
Time.
De-spice. I like that. De-spice. No, that's cool. That's totally cool. So, now, what else are we going to think of? Drinks. We haven't covered drinks yet. So, what sort of drinks do we have? We talked about the beer garden last time.
Yeah.
They're calling it the special craft beer.
Yeah, because
beer
all,
bar.
They're all craft beers.
Yes, so that's right.
None of that cheap Heineken shit.
So, yeah, the craft brands out there will be Urban Out, Zephyr, Parrot Dog, and Zephyr, I know, before you correct me again, is cider.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
It's
Parrot
nice
Dog
to have cider.
And Garage Project.
Yeah.
Garage Project.
Which is from Kingsland, I think.
Kingsland, you think?
I think. Okay. I don't know. I've seen like posters and shit around that area for Garage Project.
Right. Okay. I mean you guys have to go try this out.
Yeah.
And please let us know how it is,
because
I would love to go and try some of this, but I wouldn't get a chance. I'll be just watching from the outside.
Peering over the fence.
And while you guys are watching and enjoying yourselves, I shall be outside eating some soaked oats.
Kiwi porridge rock. Get that Dunedin jangle going.
Yay.
Are they from Dunedin?
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so. No, they had a good year, actually. They've hit across Aotearoa a few times, promoting their album. That was pretty good. And they actually made quite an effort to in their performances. I saw them at The Other's Way. I keep going back to The Other's Way, but I saw them perform there at the Mercury Theatre, and they came out with top hats and coattails.
Oh, really?
Fuck yeah. I thought that was like, whoa. And that was the first time I saw them perform, and they actually were quite enjoyable. Quite enjoyable. And they've got their own sound, and I think this is definitely one that should start off Laneway. I would say this is definitely early.
Yeah, early.
Yeah.
With their top hats and their tails.
Well, they like to change it up a bit, so I would imagine.
If you're wearing that sort of stuff, you'd want to start early and finish early.
Yeah, definitely.
And so weird.
And you want to do it at the Mercury Theatre. Mm. You wouldn't want to do it at Laneway. I think it'll be a little bit out. But the stage would be, what's the name of that stage we gave where Benny played before?
Oh, the it's the one between
the trees,
but it's like normally the New Zealand stage.
It's the New Zealand stage, yes.
Yeah, it's like small New Zealand artists, like up and coming, normally play there.
Yeah.
But I think they're sort of
They're a little bit bigger than
I
that,
think they're changing the vibe of Laneway anyway, so I feel like the stage vibes might change.
Right. But this one definitely should be
like
a
between
much more,
those trees. It's just so yeah, nice.
You got to have some space to enjoy some sugar doom.
Yeah.
Sure, they might actually play naked. Who knows? That's the band Soaked Oats. Oh, well, imagine Soaked Oats playing naked.
I would not like to imagine it.
No, yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Well, it could be that hot in Albert Park.
True.
That many people might be tempted to go full Monty, you know? Because the last time when I played, well, when I photographed there, it was fucking hot.
Yeah, I was there.
So how are you guys going to prepare for festivals? Let's share what's best practices and tips. I know it's Reese's debut in a festival, and you are like a veteran, Johnny. So why don't you tell us, what do you normally bring and
prepare?
Well,
normally, so I used to bring nothing. Just
nothing,
literally my phone, a charger, and a cable, and then an empty bottle.
You don't want to say nothing after the whole naked conversation.
But don't do that. Don't do that. It's a silly idea. Especially like Laneway. Like, no, you're going to die. One, of heat exhaustion like I did last year. Or two, like, just don't. Bring, like, because you do, there's a bag limit, like, of how big your bag can be now. Like, it has to be under A4 sized.
Okay.
So, like, bring, like, a fanny pack. Laneway is, like, the perfect opportunity to bring a fanny pack.
Right.
I will be wearing a fanny pack.
Okay.
Even though I have two cameras, I'll be wearing my clear one.
Okay. All right.
And then bring sunscreen, lip balm.
Yep.
I don't care what you identify as, bring lip balm, because your lips will be dry.
Absolutely.
Cash and credit card. Obviously, your ID and your ticket. Yeah. Don't forget those. Yep. Phone charger. Like, not the wall charger, but like a portable one. There'll be no wall charging. Don't. That's silly.
Yeah.
And then a sun hat.
Oh, yeah, hats.
Like a bucket hat. Yeah. Like, very lame way. Bring a bucket hat.
Yeah. Hats and sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Necessity. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, sunnies.
I'm blind.
And, oh, yeah, and fucking stay hydrated, right?
Yeah, so because bring an empty bottle of water. Hot. There's heaps of water stations.
Oh,
something
yeah.
I was really
right. yep,
impressed
yep.
with. Lots of festivals have, like, one or two. And they have, like, one tap. But yeah. Laneway has like multiple taps.
And multiple heaps. Locations, yeah.
And multiple locations as well, which is really good because it is really, really hot.
Yeah. And well, the trees actually have quite a bit of shade.
Yeah, they do, which is quite nice.
Yeah, it's quite nice. And you can sort of like sprawl across the lawns, right?
Yeah, it is. And like multiple get your food places and around. Sit down and stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, totally. And well, Reese, this is going to be your debut. So we'll be watching for a walking commentary.
This is all good advice.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to stay alive at Laneway and stay hydrated.
Yes.
Drink responsibly if you're drinking.
Drink responsibly, not like me last year.
And I tell you what, don't fucking drive.
I didn't drink responsibly.
Don't drive.
Don't drive then. Don't park. Oh, God, no.
Fucking
what's wrong?
Parking.
Did you park last year?
Yeah,
did you
I did.
What
yeah, but
well,
no. I mean, I had to go early anyway. So I went super early, parked in a really nice place, and waited like 5 hours before the whole thing started. But, yeah, I had stuff to do. But, no, if you're going to go there, it's going to be fucking jam. Don't park. Just go.
Yeah.
Take the bus. Take the train and enjoy.
I think they have ATS free public transport if you have a ticket.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I didn't see that announcement.
They've done for, like, every single, like, main huge, like, festival and stuff on, like, at Western and stuff. So they should. It's safe. And it's in town, so... Just town, like get into town and then like lime scooter there. I mean, well, not lime scooter, flamingo there. Can't lime anymore.
Oh, is that right? You can't lime anymore?
Yeah, there's limes are banned from Auckland.
Ooh, about time. All right, yeah. Well, back correct. To the lineup. And here is going to be a dark one. Sort of bumble rap, but, you know, again, tolerable. Here you go. Here's some rum.
Jump, nigga, jump. Come here, they come. Run, 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 run. Gun with the drum. Bum, bitty, bum. Slump in the trunk. My city go dumb, 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 dumb. 151 rum in a blunt. Young nigga, numb, numb, numb. And he got a little gun. A little bitty killer really doing it for fun. Give him a little bitty here, get the nigga done. Son of a guy, son of a bitch. Son of a woman, a man. Son of a son, and a suck in the bitch. I'm in a plan, please. Come with a script. Cover my back, cover man. Please come with a blitz. Look at this stash, yeah, like a magician. Fuck that, this some real ass shit. I paid blood for this. Taking cheese from the government cereal boxes with the bugs in it. Hand me down, did my brother, brother shit. Don't compare me to no other. Other niggas in the city, boy, they say they fucking with you. Heebie-jeebie, that's a bit disgusting, but I get it. I'm full of tension, full of spirit, but full of shit. Standing next to the tight when that bullet hit him. Shit, I miss him. I wish that bullet missed him, but it didn't. And since I've been living with it like a sickness. Intimate, infinite rhymes, give me the baton. It's ticking, ticking time bomb. Taking the finish line. Look alive, look in my eyes. Look at you niggas trying to get dumb, dumb. Better run, run, cause we frying them. East side where you're from, niggas wildin'. So be silent before my niggas creep silent. With street knowledge, complete nonsense. Delete comments online, all lost, we see violence. Every day in my eyes. They killing my niggas, die, nigga, die. Pull up with the fire, get him, nigga. Time for a knife. We gotta ride, fucking nigga. Ride for the ride of your life. Diabolical minds, I don't mind it. I like it, I like it, I love it. I fuck with you, you a thug, I'm a thug with you. We can know, we can fuck. If a nigga fuck with you, I got love for you. I come up with you, I come up. Yes. Run, Ricky, run, run, nigga, run. Jump, nigga, jump. Come here, they come. Run, 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 run. Gun with the drum. Bum, bitty, bum. Slump in the trunk. My city go dumb, 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 dumb. 151 rum in a blunt. Young nigga, numb, numb, numb. And he got a little gun. A little bitty killer, really doing it for fun. Give him a little bit and he'll get a nigga.
What do you think of that? That's J.I.D.
J.I.D. Love a guy. He's great.
He's fucking cool, isn't he?
He had a really good year last year.
Yeah?
When he, his DiCaprio 2 album dropped.
That's right.
After he had the Double XL freshman spot.
Okay.
And then he's been killing it this year, too, because he had the, he was on the Revenge of a Dreamers, the Dreamville compilation, which I admittedly did not listen to because it's 32 tracks and no one has time for that.
32 tracks? Oh, fuck me.
So he's got a lot of music.
Yeah, he's been on the come up, and he's been killing it.
And he's been, I think he's on J. Cole's label or something like that, and he's associated with Earth Gang as well, right?
Yeah,
all these guys
are
coming up together. That's brilliant. I never heard of him before, so thank you, Laneway, for bringing up these artists that are quite cool and young. But he sounds darker, though, right? His music sounds, naughty.
I mean, his voice
darker.
Gets a lot of Kendrick comparisons, but... his beats are very, you know, current, I'd say.
Okay.
And like, he has some more soulful ones as well.
You just reminded me that this young dude has just been nominated for a Grammy.
Really?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I was looking at the list and I saw his name, like, whoa, J.I.D. Wow.
Damn.
Hey, okay, well, I'm going to play you another song because I like that one just now. It's short and sweet. It's kind of like the punk song. So these are like punk hip hop. This one is called Off D's and it features J. Cole. Here we go.
Daddy, bush, bush. Been like this as a slave boy. It ain't shit to pull up. Pick the fucking tool up. Screaming hallelujah, pushing daisies and some tulips. Skitty bitty bitch. Niggas in the city with a pull up with a stick. Dirty with a dick. So you in a minute, nigga, put you with some man. Anybody get it, nigga, anybody get it. Shot to the top, nigga, popping the shit. Got the drop on your crib and the spot you live. Talking and shit, nigga, stop it. I'm a god, I'm a king, I'm a giant. Nigga, not trying. 40 my side. East side guy, better been more white. DIY, I'ma try, I'ma die for what I believe in. We like to feast and I like to eat. Cannibal meat. I am not an animal, the beast. Riding with the hammer on the seat. Shotgun, head in my heat. Bad man, none of my freedom, nigga, get life with the white folks beat. Online beef, not my motif. 4-5 me, ta-ta, go sleep. Don't mind little old me, little OG, J-I-D, I came in on the bull seat. May I be the cold nigga with the most seat. Niggas, no, bro, you don't know me. Get on my dick, get on my dick. 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spit. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma trouble this shit, but I better get whipped with the pistol clip. Nigga, talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit. Get on my dick, 40 my hip, load on my clip. Cannabis, roll on my spit. Hannibal, look what I did. Edible, got the bungees, but I got the bungees. I'ma trouble this shit. But okay, I better get whipped with a pistol kick. Nigga, talking this shit, now I'm talking my shit.
Okay, legend out the 2-6. Y'all know who the truth is. Crazy like a movie by that nigga Stanley Kubrick. Perfect time to pop up. Wet you like the hot tub. Clean up aisle 7. Damn, somebody getting mopped up. Pull up on the block. Any mean money mo. You and every nigga that you know is getting pop. Fuck up with a nigga ain't sitting in the box. Try to sneak this and I'm picking up the glock. I squeeze this, they be picking up the top. Start she kissing, I'm picking up the lock.
J.I.D. That's fucking good shit, man. That's dope right there.
Fast rap.
What you missed in the last few minutes of a song playing was Ruben smiling and nodding his head very enthusiastically.
So you guys definitely have to go be there.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Make Radio 13 fucking proud. Wear the J.I.D. flag. That's some pretty cool stuff. So what are we going to eat while we're listening to this? Definitely not ramen.
Dude, you'd be like slopping it all over the place. Definitely not ramen, no.
Not ramen. Not dumplings. Well, it's a pizza. You could kind of like, ooh.
I feel you like can dumplings is easy to eat.
Yeah, I know you and your dumpling fetish.
Okay,
I
remember
that.
Okay, fuck. And, I love dumplings. Dumplings are so fucking good. Hector, you're freaking them out.
No, this is kind of like a pizza thing. Yeah.
Pizza?
I would imagine myself eating some Mizzoni pizza.
Oh, fancy pizza.
Yeah, some fancy stuff. Oh, you got to have fancy stuff when you're listening to J.I.D.
Yeah.
It's going to be greasy and grimy, just like the Atlanta trap scene that you will be listening to when Jid comes up on stage.
Ah, lovely. I like that. That's pretty cool. That's actually one of the big discoveries, actually, for me personally, is J.I.D. Do you call him J.I.D. or Jid?
I think it was J.I.D. I think most people just say Jid.
Okay.
So it used to be like initials, and then he got rid of full stops, and now it's just Jid.
Oh, my God. working. Okay. So we are now going to take on another artist in the Lane Wade lineup, and this is, I believe, this is Fontaine D.C. again.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know them?
I've heard of them.
I mean, you're yawning when you said that.
Yeah, well, because I'm exhausted. No, I've had emails about them.
Okay.
That's how I know them.
Well, let's have a listen. What do they sound like? This is Big.
Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stands those sheets for the birdhouse jail. All mescaline when the past is stale. Pale. Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. A slick little boy with a mind of rich. Pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small.
childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. Well, Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stamps those sheets for the birdhouse jail. Palm mescaline when the past is stale. Pale. Dublin in the rain is mine. A loose ambassador for all that crime. Slick little boy with a mind of Ritz. Pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. I'm gonna be big.
You're right there, Ruben.
That drums and the bass, this has got me, man. It's like, oh, what buttons do I push, man? My blood pressure's rising. Fuck, man, that's some pretty good punk shit.
Yeah, it is
punkest
good
thing at Laneway.
So, good.
The punkest, yes, the punkest
bring
thing at
punk
Laneway.
To Laneway 2021.
I think you said it very right. The punkest thing at Laneway.
So
right,
good.
Yeah, well, that's what I miss about this lineup this time, is the more punky sort of bands.
It's because I guess because rap is more in now, so you've got
yeah
that instead. You can't have every genre at every festival. It's just
very true.
Insane.
Very true. Very true. Absolutely.
We'll leave it to Emmy.
We shall. We shall. But they do have variety. I have to give them that. And albeit a bit more of an Aussie sort of vibe, but not a bad thing. Like this artist here from Sydney, I believe, singer-songwriter Stella Donnelly. Didn't know you guys were into her.
Yeah.
Very clever lyricist.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking hell. I was listening to some of his tracks, and this one caught my fancy. Let's have a listen. Here we go.
Intimidate, fuck up your life, intimidate, fuck up your life.
that's got to be a Laneway anthem.
Yeah.
Right there.
Fuck Up Your Life.
When she opened for Maggie Rogers, that was one of the songs she played.
That's who she was.
How did that go?
That went really well. Yeah. She's great on stage. Just like getting stand-up and a good music set, like two in one.
Cool.
Okay, that's cool. And you saw her there, right? I remember you went to the Maggie Rogers gig, didn't you?
Yeah. Stella Donnelly was playing solo when she opened. Okay. So you didn't get a lot of, like, smooth drums like you did on that song. But you still got the great lyrics, and that's what's important.
Her lyrics are just fantastic.
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah, you can really get behind that. So when we're listening to Stella Donnelly, what would we be... We could be having some Redeem Soda.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
another sort of nice vendor at Laneway. And they have some very natural stuff. And they also are vegan, gluten-free, with less than 1.5% sugar.
Sure.
All right, so soda without the sin.
Is that what their tagline is? Or
no, that's monkey,
should be.
The monkey sin.
It should be.
Some great Christian soda coming into
soda
Laneway.
Without the sin.
There you go. And they have exotic flavors like raspberry, hibiscus, natural ginger.
Okay, you know it's fancy soda when they have names like that, eh?
Fucking hell, man. Yeah. And they call it, this is really the redemption of soda. Ooh.
Ooh, love that.
They're making an effort. Making an effort. It's fucking bold.
Sounds good, bro.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, any... You know, raspberry flavoring instantly, like, elevates the range.
Correct.
It does, isn't it? Yeah. No, totally. Yep. So, if you're going to listen to Stella Donnelly, please, boys and girls, have a Redeem Soda, because it will make your life less fucked up, according to that song anyway. But we know, as with every Laneway festival, it's going to be filled with memories, new friends, lots of heat, hot and sweat. And lots of new cool bands. Now, speaking of new cool bands, this is a Kiwi one. It's called 1174. You guys heard of that?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two dudes, right?
Yeah, I think so. Ooh.
Twins.
Oh, they were twins.
Ah, okay, twins. That's right. I do remember reading that. And apparently they also have quite an interesting fashion sense as well. They're skateboarders.
Give that East Auckland skateboarding culture fashion.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Hey, you sent me the press release. I got to stay up on my stuff. I do check my emails.
Yay.
I promise.
Thank you, Reese. Right. This is C-Note, a song from 1174. Check it out.
She got the Sino. We hit a link at the casino. She worked her way up to the Dino. Dory found herself a Nemo. She got the Sino. We hit a link at the casino. Worked her way up to the Dino. Dory found herself a Nemo. Yeah. Right age, 23, I feel alive. Main floor, count chips, it's a vibe. Close your eyes and do a magic trick. Double up and make it 46. Feeling lucky we can make it split. All in, no regrets, yeah. It's okay, I'm 23, I feel like Mike. This is it, this the game of life. When you don't play fair, you pay the price. Just how high we talking, flying kites. She got the casino. We hit a lick at the casino. She worked her way up to the Dino. Dory found herself a Nemo. She got the casino. We hit a lick at the casino. Worked her way up to the Dino. Dory found herself a Nemo.
All right, that's 1174. Making Kiwi proud, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. sorry. My cord's all tangled. Ah! Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they got a lot of...
That's a little bit too personal, that, your cord's all tangled. But there you go. Keeping it nice and real. Radio 13, this is our part two special for Laneway 2020. All right, we are almost out of time. So I am going to ask, what are you actually looking forward to? A couple of bands off the top of your head after we've gone through part one, part two. Reese?
Obviously Stella Donnelly.
Okay.
I'm just trying to remember the stuff that we covered in part one, which was a couple of weeks ago. Ah!
It was a bit of a whiz true.
It was a bit of mishmash. Oh, yes. 1975 will be.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, got to cover the big ones.
Yes.
The big fish.
Yes, yes. And who else? How about you, Johnny?
Obviously the 1975. Excited to see them again, obviously.
Okay.
I'm really excited to see the Beths, honestly. Like.
Okay.
Yeah. Rule, finally. We didn't talk about them, but Hockey Dad, a really good live.
Oh, okay.
You're right. They're really cool. Like, lots of energy. The crowd normally goes pretty insane. Like, the Chats. I'm excited to see them again.
The Chats.
And then, obviously, if I get in with the safety of the photo pit between the Chats and the crowd would just be great.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to think of who we covered last week as well.
Yeah, last week was a bit of a...
Oh, Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah,
yes,
everyone's talking about him, so I'm like, oh, yeah.
J.I.D., don't forget.
J.I.D., yeah.
Can't forget J.I.D.
Benny, yeah. Obviously.
I
got to shill him for 10 minutes and then forget his name. It's just unprofessional.
But, hey, I don't blame you because it is a fantastic cracking of a lineup. Yeah. And we're out of time, so this is the Band Monkey. And thank you, Reese and Choni, for joining me.
No worries.
I wanted to save some time because I love this band and I'm going to finish this part two session with them, and this is none other than King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
God, such a cool name.
Yeah, fuck, man.
Such a cool name.
Absolute cool name.
Yeah.
And this is them trying to teach everyone how to self-immolate.